A piece of legislation was reintroduced recently to grant former World War II cadet nurses with honorary veteran status.
The bill, introduced in 2019 and again in 2023, would recognize the women who served in the U.S. Cadet Nurses Corps by providing them with honorary veteran status, honorable discharges, a service medal, a burial plaque or grave marker, and other commendations. The Cadet Nurses Corps was established in 1943 to address the severe nursing shortage during World War II. In total, nearly 120,000 women completed the Corps' demanding training and served in military hospitals, VA hospitals, Marine hospitals, private hospitals, public health agencies, and public hospitals until the program ended in 1948. However, while the legislation would provide the appropriate military honors, it would not provide still-living cadet nurses with Veterans Affairs pensions, health care benefits, or other privileges afforded to former active duty service members, such as burial benefits in Arlington Cemetery. The Salute to Service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage, knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Three Thai civilians have died as fighting continues on their country's border with Cambodia.
About two dozen people are now reported killed in the outbreak of combat that started on Sunday. A Thai army statement said Cambodia launched an attack last night with artillery and mortars. Thailand replied with similar weapons. Cambodia's Interior Ministry says homes, schools, roads, pagodas and ancient temples have been damaged. Hundreds of thousands of civilians have been displaced on both sides of the border. President Trump says he'll urge the two countries to return to a ceasefire in a call scheduled for today. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
It was only a few weeks ago the Great Plains Transportation Museum started the GoFundMe to raise money to cover some unexpected costs on the restoration of a 1960s locomotive. The Wichita Museum had been raising money for the past couple of years, trying to cover the $193,000 needed to send a train from the 1960s to Kansas City to be restored. However, once it got back there in August, the vintage train was found to have an additional $50,000 in damages. So the train is now stuck in Kansas City until the Wichita Museum can come up with the money. After becoming aware of the museum's efforts, someone did give a $10,000 donation.
An Arizona man was sentenced to 22 years in prison for his part in a drug trafficking ring that transported large amounts of fentanyl into Kansas. According to court documents, Rafael Turner, 35, of Phoenix, Arizona, and formerly of Wichita, pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute a controlled substance. The United States Attorney's Office, District of Kansas, says that beginning on a date unknown and continuing through March of 2023, Turner conspired with other people to distribute fentanyl.
Let's take a look at what's going on in sports. And we'll talk about some Butler basketball last night, some JUCO men's action for the high-scoring Butler Grizzlies, ranked 18th in the nation. Home last night at the power plant in El Dorado, taking on Independence. And once again, the Butler Grizzlies put on an offensive show. Dennis Higgins had the call of the game, and it was on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Rebounding, it is Kirkwood. He's skied for the rebound up top. Tristan, a three. Got it! Tristan Hankins off the skied rebound by Kirkwood. What a play there by both Kirkwood and Hankins. Hankins has 27.
Yep, the high-scoring Grizzlies do it again. Nicely engineered there on the air last night by Phil Hildebrand over in KFH. Giving us those great highlights as Butler beats Independence 111-99. Butler is ranked number 2 in the nation, averaging 109 points a game, and they beat it again last night, got 111. Butler is tied for first atop the conference, a four-game winning streak, now 9-3 on the season for the Butler Grizzlies. Butler women also won last night. The Butler ladies are ranked 14th in the nation, and they won at home at the power plant, as they always do. They beat Independence 81-44. Butler women are undefeated at the power plant, 6-0 on home court this season, 11-1 overall, ranked 14th in the nation. We're going to go to women's soccer here for a Final Four game this afternoon in the NCAA tournament out in Colorado Springs. number 1 seed Washburn taking on number 4 seed Franklin Pierce out of New Hampshire. The Ichabods and the Ravens. Good matchup. Washburn ladies are 14-3-6 and just 2 wins away from a national championship. That Final Four game will be at 4 o'clock this afternoon out in Colorado Springs for the Washburn women's soccer team. Scandal in college football out of the University of Michigan. After only 2 years, Michigan's head coach, 39-year-old Sharon Moore, has been fired as the head coach of 18th-ranked Michigan. The university says it was with cause for inappropriate relationship with a staff member. Sharon Moore, of course, has a lot of local ties. He is a Derby native, played football at Derby and Butler Community College. And he was fired, and then he was arrested and detained by police for alleged assault. So not a good day for Sharon Moore yesterday, as facing a lot of problems. Fired as head coach at Michigan and arrested by police afterwards. So that's what's going on up in Ann Arbor. And we had some good basketball results for Friends University on the west side yesterday. Friends was able to win the men's and women's doubleheader. The Friends ladies beat Tabor 51-43. The Friends women have won 6 in a row, now 10-1 on the season. And then after that, the Friends men won. They beat Tabor. High-scoring game, 89-75. The Friends men have won 4 in a row, and the Friends men are ranked 21st in the nation with a record of 8-2. So there's a couple of good wins there. And I do have a birthday for you today. Happy birthday to former Wichita Pilots switch-hitting left fielder Thomas Howard. He's 61 today. Good player. Played for the Wichita Pilots when they won the Texas League Championship in 1987. He was also with the Pilots the following year. That championship year in 87, he was a big part of that. A .332 batting average for the Pilots in the championship year of 87. Went on to play 11 seasons in the big leagues, including 4 years with the Cincinnati Reds. He was a number 11 overall draft pick out of Ball State by the San Diego Padres. And I played 11 years in the big leagues and had a very productive stop right here in Wichita with the Pilots in a league championship, too. Happy birthday to the switch-hitting left fielder, Thomas Howard. He is 61 years old today. That is Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. A safe, healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center. They improve the lives they touch. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. Beers with the boys, girls' night out, a glass of wine with a longtime friend. WBC is the place where groups gather for the holidays. East, West, and in historic Delano. Wichita Brewing Company. That's pizza and beer made here. 722 here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We have a traffic and weather update on the way. And ChatGPT may become much more useful in the workplace. That's the House Call for Health. That's coming up next on KNSS.